Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The government should be of the people, meaning that the representative is of the communities they represent. These maps diminish these communities, my community, and that's wrong.
Marquise Thompson with Democracy NC says new congressional districts drawn by North Carolina Republicans won't keep communities together or let them pick a representative that fits. The map specifically targets the state's first district, competitive but held by a Black Democrat, by reducing the share of Black residents and making it more Republican. Democrats hold almost all statewide offices, but Republicans hold 10 of 14 congressional seats. Indiana Senate Republicans say they don't have the votes to pass a mid-decade redistricting that favors the GOP. That's in spite of White House threats of primary challenges. Arizona Democratic Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva is suing to force Speaker Mike Johnson to swear her in, a month after winning her special election. Grijalva would be the final representative needed to force a debate on releasing evidence about disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. President Donald Trump says he may consult Congress on land strikes against alleged drug traffickers in other countries. He says hitting ships in the Caribbean, off Venezuela, and more recently the Pacific, off Colombia, is driving smugglers to go by land.
We will hit them very hard when they come in by land, and they haven't experienced that yet, but now we're totally prepared to do that. We'll probably go back to Congress and explain exactly what we're doing when we come to the land.
The U.S. has conducted 8 separate attacks in international waters, killing more than 30. Without proving drug smuggling, Democrats and some Republicans say that's illegal and might even amount to murder. The White House says new sanctions on Russian oil could bring an end to the Ukraine war. Trump has canceled a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but is also not sending long-range cruise missiles to Ukraine. State lawmakers are calling on the Agriculture Department to use emergency funds to pay for food assistance as the shutdown enters its fourth week. The department is warning state agencies that if the shutdown continues, there won't be funds to pay for SNAP benefits. Democratic Virginia State Senator Danica Rome says more than 40 million Americans depend on the program.
Our families who are hungry need certainty. Our families with people who have disabilities need certainty. Our constituents need certainty. That's who we're here to serve.
Ohio lawmakers might tighten the window for mail-in voting, requiring ballots to arrive by when polls close. Supporters say that would mean more consistency and fairness, but opponents say that would have an outsized impact on military personnel overseas. Retired Air Force Tech Sergeant John Matecki says mail delays are common and the military vote could tip a close election.
If you look at a school levy for an area, if you've got 100 folks that are voting absentee ballot military-wise, that could swing whether that passes or gets declined.
More than 200,000 military members voted absentee last year. National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league won't reconsider Puerto Rican star Bad Bunny as the Super Bowl halftime performer. The selection caused outrage among conservatives who slammed the singer for his opposition to Trump. I'm Simone Perez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.